Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sons of Anarchy music with Doug Deacon. I missed that show, Deke.
Yeah, I do too. But somehow, you know, I found Shameless, and of course, yeah. You know, you get Chicago PD all the time. And, I'd tell you one I really enjoy too is Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen.
I don't watch that show. I know Dustin doesn't watch that show. But that's not on anymore, is it? Is that still on?
Yeah, you can pick it up all the time. And in fact, in one of the ones I picked up, you know, when you had James Caan on, he was in that show Las Vegas or Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Well, you mentioned that. I know you texted us during that interview about what are your memories from them, from that time, of that movie?
It was my rookie year. And, you know, back then you kind of used to barnstorm and you'd play in different places because the preseason tickets weren't part of your package, so it was a way for them to make money.
Right.
And we were supposed to be playing the Bears in South Bend, and you know over there you both come out of the same tunnel, and you know I look ahead and I see Gale Sayers, and I thought he retired. Then I look over next to him and I see Brian Piccolo, and I said, geez, I thought he was dead. And then all of a sudden I realized, you know, what was going on, because you saw some extra cameras and stuff that you normally wouldn't see at a pro game.
Wow. Doug, just going back to you know, this weekend of games, and obviously we saw Baker play and the Browns play on Thursday night. Any changes in your mind of, you know, what the Browns team is after seeing Baltimore play a couple times, now seeing the Browns play a couple times, seeing Washington, who we're going to play this weekend? Anything jump out at you this weekend?
Well, I think they play to their player's strength, and you know, obviously, you know, running the football is one of them. And, of course, you know, you got to be realistic about it. The Bengals last year were 32nd against the run, so that's why they went out and spent money in free agency on that DJ Reader. But, you know, I think, you know, that's their strength, running the football. And all of a sudden, you know, when you run it successfully, then the pass protection gets better. You know, you ran for over 200 yards and you didn't give up a sack. That's not a bad combination, you know, to win football games.
Offensive line has looked really good, Deke, through 2 weeks. Wyatt Teller's played well. Even Hubbard filling in for Conklin did a good job. I mean, last year that was an issue at times.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on, Deke?
Oh, no. I didn't have my phone off of my cell phone.
But
that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
I think, and Chris Hubbard's filling in. You know, here's a guy that took a cut and pay to, you know, come back here, and he played a good game. You know, Dunlap and Hubbard are both good defensive ends. And Teller brings a little toughness to the offensive line. Treader, I mean, he's just, you know, consistent and tough. And Betonio, he is a Pro Bowl player. And Wills, you know, once again played another good game.
Doug Deacon's with us on the hotline. sorry, I'm all distracted. Keith's texting me here during the show. Doug's phone's going off. I'm shuffling through my mail that Andy Roth just gave me here. It's just an absolute mess on this.
Keith's accusing me of shuffling through papers during the interview. It was you, not me.
No, it was me. Yeah. Andy brought me like 35 pieces of mail from the station, so I was trying to go through some.
And by the way, Deke, how should I take it that Andy drives an hour to bring Dustin his mail at work, and he doesn't bring me my mail 10 minutes away? Should I be offended by that?
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Well, how much mail did you have?
Or maybe I don't have any mail. I don't know.
Listen, you're not that popular.
That is one of the amazing things of this coronavirus thing is the number of people that send you bubblegum cards, you know, during it. I mean, usually you might get one or two every week. But, I mean, it's like, okay, these guys don't have anything to do, so they're sending you these cards to get them signed. It's amazing the amount that you get during this pandemic.
I mean, I got probably, no joke, like Andy probably brought 20-some pieces of mail, and half of it's just like, you know, like old football cards of me. Yep. And I only had 1 year of football cards, and these things aren't worth any money. I mean, I'll sign it and send it back to you, but, I mean, this thing's worth about 99 cents on eBay, like tops.
Well, yeah, as long as they send an envelope with a stamp on it, I got no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, I'll throw it back in there.
Andy says I got no mail. I got no love, no mail from anybody.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I the best part, if you want to laugh, I open up this envelope because we had Craig T. Nelson on, you know, Hayden Fox on the show, Coach, during the pandemic, and his PR gal sent me an autographed picture.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to get James Caan and, you know, him on the show, I mean, kind of out of left field, but entertaining guest.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And we're breaking news. I mean, we're getting news. Did you see that, Deke? We were all over TMZ and Yahoo. No Elf, too, because Will Ferrell and Jon Favreau couldn't get along.
I don't watch a lot of TMZ, but, yeah. But,
Hey, Deke, let's get back to the Browns for a minute.
Before, okay.
We have to. But, no, listen, obviously they played really well. The offense played well overall. We were talking about Baker before, and, you know, just like he can't go too overboard in his terrible performance against Baltimore, can't go too crazy about the good performance against Cincinnati. I think we'll have a better feel when he plays kind of teams a little closer to the Browns, not the best and the worst, like the Colts, the Steelers, who actually may be closer to the best, the Cowboys, teams like that. I don't know. What do you think? We still need to see a lot more. Do you feel like you have a good feel for Baker right now? I guess.
I mean, I think, you know, against the teams that, you know, you should play well against, you know, which would be obviously Cincinnati, he did. But, you know, then you look at Baltimore and you look at the two cornerbacks that they have. You know, they got two studs out there, you know, in Humphrey and Peters. And, you know, they struggled. And obviously, you know, Baltimore was fourth in the league in defense last year. So, you know, it's a different scenario. But then you get sense that those are the games you got to win. Those are the games you're supposed to win. And, you know, it helps build some confidence. You know, but on the other side, I was impressed with Joe Burrows. I thought the kid, you know, was tough, and he had a lot of moxie out there. I don't think he can throw the ball 61 times and survive a long time in this league. But, you know, he definitely is, entertaining to watch.
Doug, how about the 1-2 punch with Chubb and Hunt and just that game plan, right? I mean, the fact that they took the ball to Baker's hands, you know, let him throw, you know, 20-something times, not 30-something times, and they ran it for nearly 40 attempts, 35 attempts, and over 200 yards. I love that recipe.
Well, yeah, you play to your strength, and you play to the other team's weakness. And as we mentioned, you know, they were last against the run, so you might as well, you know, hammer it down. I think Greedy just one last, you know, time there, and they threw the interception. And I just don't think Baker read it from the right way and didn't see the safety coming over. But no, I mean that running game really. I mean, it helps your pass protection. It you know helps your receivers get open. You know, and if you got a strength like that, you know, you got to play it. And when you have two of them, like, you know, and they're both unselfish guys, you know, they enjoy playing the role of, you know, helping one another.
We're talking with Doug Deke. And Deke, back to Baker for a minute. We were having this conversation before. about, you know, the guy's the first overall pick. Alex Smith was the first overall pick, right, with San Francisco, and he really blossomed, obviously, at the end with San Francisco and then with Kansas City. And you know, he ended up having a pretty good career, but I would expect more from the first overall pick in the draft. If Baker ends up being what Alex Smith was at his best, is that good enough for you, or do you anticipate him being better, or were hopeful that he would be even better than that?
Well, I mean, the one thing is it takes 10 other guys, and obviously they've upgraded the offensive line, especially at the tackle position this year. You know, at the skill position, you've got a ton of talent there. And I think, you know, the thing is they have such an ability to be flexible. You know, if they go to Odell and Jarvis, you know, last week, you know, this week, you know, you've got tight ends to throw to. And we've not seen a lot of them. And, you know, they made Hooper one of the highest paid tight ends. And, you know, the guy has talent, but, you know, they just haven't had to utilize him yet, or they haven't gone in his direction. So, you know, this week against Washington, if they try to shut down the running game, you know, you might see more of the tight end. I mean, they have a lot of options offensively that when they game plan, you know, it's not going to be the same old Browns offense from week to week. I think they have a lot of flexibility built in.
Doug, if Baker Mayfield ends up being just, let's say he has the same career that Alex Smith has had, you know, goes to the playoffs 5 times, you know, gets to NFC Championship, or we'd say AFC here, has that kind of career. He was a former number one overall pick. Would that be good enough for you if Baker turned into that?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you'd like to hope that he'd get the team to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, you know, we saw Carson Palmer. You know, he was a number one. You know, Jim Plunkett was a number one. He got to the Super Bowl. So I think, you know, that's the thing, you know, is the goal. If you've got a number one pick as a quarterback, you know, you'd like to think during his tenure he's going to get you the Super Bowl at least once.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deacon, even in a win when the offense played well, the defense got pressure on Burrow because the Bengals' offensive line is terrible, but they still gave up 30 points in that game. How concerned are you about the defense going forward?
Well, I think, you know, the thing about it is, you know, with the injuries in the secondary, you know, it's like, you know, they tried to keep everything in front of them. And I think if I remember the catches and the yardage, you know, nobody was averaging even 10 yards per catch. There was a lot of dink and dunk stuff. And I think, you know, it sounds like they're starting to get healthy. You know, Mack Wilson is practicing. You know, Kevin Johnson is starting to practice. So if they can get healthy and then they can find somebody to fit in at that other safety, you know, spot, you know, I think when they get the back end of that defense fixed, you know, it'll be a more balanced team, you know, offensively and defensively. Because right now, yeah, you got the four guys up front that can get some heat, but, you know, on the back seven, it's, you know, there's some holes.
You know, watching the Pittsburgh Steelers play yesterday against Denver, and certainly last weekend as they played on Monday Night Football, they look pretty good. Big Ben looks like he's maybe backed himself a little bit, and their D-line and defense is just as nasty as it has been in a long time. What are your thoughts on Pittsburgh in this division?
Well, Peyton? You know, I looked at it in a different way. I thought, you know, I'm looking at Denver, and I'm thinking, okay, Pittsburgh's going to blow them out, but Denver makes it a competitive game. And, you know, Denver's one of those teams like Miami last year. They don't have the firepower, you know, to be a dominant team, but they don't quit on you, and they'll give you everything you got. And to some extent, you know, you got to give Cincinnati credit too. I mean, they only won 2 games last year, but, you know, out of their 14 losses, I think 8 of them were by a touchdown or less.
Deke, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining
guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.